FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
This is Second Amendment Radio, a program that delivers updates on firearm news and answers some of your questions related to the matter. Now, alongside Aaron Tarlow, here is the host of Second Amendment Radio, Tony Colombo.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio here on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner, the owner of Southern Armory, Mr. Aaron Tarlow. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Welcome back.
Yeah, I know. I missed you last week.
You were on assignment.
It was. Yeah, I was. And it was all wild and crazy with the weather and
right
and
That's
people
right.
wrecking. And I was like, yeah, man, this is not looking good. I was going to call in, but by the time everything rolled around, I was like, elbows deep dealing with
it's
kids.
Okay, when you're out there dishing out your brand of vigilante justice to the criminals of the country. You know, sometimes the show has to wait a week.
Yeah, and that's okay. You guys will be
great
here
to
the
have
next
you
week.
Back.
Yeah, that's awesome, right. Chad. I don't know about that music, man.
Not you didn't like that one.
That was not a winner. Not a winner. I was actually going to come in and suggest like some Stevie Miller, because that's what I was listening
Chad,
to.
Chad usually does a good job.
Yeah, normally, but I mean that was just way too
didn't like that one.
Too modern.
Stars
I guess.
By who is that?
That's
see, you don't even know.
I know that song.
Yeah,
One Republic.
Yeah, One Republic.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. That ain't bringing me back to my youth. Might be bringing it back to Chad's youth because he's so much younger than
all
I am.
All right,
sorry.
We got find
it's,
a different.
It's too new.
Find a different song.
Way too new.
Find
way too new.
And try. Let's see how he what he thinks of the next song.
Yeah. All right. I'm sure some of our
not
listeners.
Not right now, but I'm saying we go to break. Okay. You know.
I'm sure some of our listeners. I'm sure some of our listeners were like, "Did I turn on Z107.7?
Oh my God!
What's going on here?
I don't think they play that on Z.
I don't know. I haven't heard it on the point. I'll just say that.
There you go.
Wow.
But my dial really doesn't leave 97.1.
Attaboy.
Actually, at That's one important. Time That's to kind of mess with my wife, I set every preset to 97.1.
Nice.
So here we are. We're listening to it. She's like, oh, it's on break. Hits the button.
And it goes again.
Nothing.
Same thing.
She's like, what did you do? I'm like, nothing.
That's funny.
It must be broken.
You need to go around and do that to every car in St. Louis.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Some of the guys I work with, it's kind of funny because, you know, I work on the ambulance. I work at a fire department too. So, you know, on top of the gun store, and I'll literally turn on talk radio, and sometimes they're like, dude, you got to turn this off. I like Saturdays at 3 o'clock particularly.
Right.
That's a good time to listen
Me too.
To the show. You know?
Me too. Yeah. Just like anything, you know, too much of one thing can get a little, as long as you come back, that's all we ask. If you need to take a break, that's okay.
I never leave.
Not it. Saturdays at 3, though.
Yeah.
Definitely not that.
You got to be here Saturdays right. at 3. At least get the podcast.
So we missed you last week.
Yep.
What is happening at Southern Armory?
So wrapping up some sales, the buy one, get one. You can still take advantage of that for classes. Blue Label, new Blue Label order came in. So if you're a firefighter in the EMS, law enforcement, military, retired, or current, you can get it on Blue Label. So I got a pretty sweet 9/11 Memorial Edition, 15-year. They only made like 400 of them. We kind of talked about that a little bit. That when I posted that, a lot of people had interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely those individuals that are listening to our show, which was great. And we really love you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So to say the very minimum there. Working on the bump stock crushing Fiesta
mm-hmm.
that we're gonna have.
Mm-hmm.
So that is there's some still stuff. There's details that gotta get worked out, but I think that's.
But there's gonna be an event.
There's gonna be an event.
That's awesome.
I think we got to just figure out the day.
That's awesome.
You know, like because there's that the whole you know Gun Owners of America has got that lawsuit pending, and
right.
and everything else. Went to the boat show last weekend. Did you go?
I did not.
Oh man.
I love the boat show though.
It was fun.
It's hard for me to go to the boat show because I want so
you
much
want
stuff.
Everything.
And
yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's like me going to a
your credit cards start getting itchy.
Oh, man, no, I don't do credit cards.
We only have one.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like your wallet starts to get itchy. Like I want to get this, I want this, I want that.
Yeah. I got a hookup for you. If you need water stuff.
All right.
Jessica knows somebody. But anyway.
That's good.
So we went down to the boat show.
The boat show.
And kinda wandered around there. A little bit, and I forgot where I was going with this.
Something. Southern Armory.
Yeah.
You got to tie it back to the shop somehow?
I had it. Now I lost it. Got distracted. It's whatever. But, pipe.
Chad's like, serve you right for ripping on my music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty close. Pipe got scared by Fredbird.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She was like screaming at it, red face, like, bad dog. I was like, oh, man, this is good. I totally lost what I was going with on the boat show.
She said bad dog to Fredbird?
Bad dog.
That's great.
Yeah, because everything is a dog.
Right.
So.
Every animal is a dog.
Yeah. We go to Lone Oak Park and it's a dog. So.
That's hilarious. I love it.
I totally lost where I was going with the boat. It's whatever. Maybe it'll come to me in a little bit.
I'm going to tell a kid's story. That reminds me of being at the Lake of the Ozarks years and years ago with my now 15-year-old when she was like two. And we went into this, they have like an arcade place. I think it's still open. It's called Minor Mike's. And it's kind of like a Dave & Buster's kind of place.
It's down there off of...
it's right off, it used to be 54. Now it's, I think, Bagnell Dam Boulevard or something. And it's right on the main drag going through the lake. And they have an indoor kids
roller coaster. Oh, okay.
Roller coaster. And it's kind of up high. It's like a two-story building, and the roller coaster is up high. So when you're down in the arcade, the roller coaster is above you, which is kind of cool. But it makes a lot of noise. And you have to go right past it to get to the arcade. And we go walking in. And it's kind of like a hallway before you turn, like a quiet hallway before you turn into the arcade. And then you turn, and then it's like, whoa, the arcade and all the lights and all the sounds and everything. And here's this little kid roller coaster going around, but it's loud. My 2-year-old daughter yells out, "I want to go back to where we belong." We did not belong near the loud noise.
That's funny.
Go back to where we belong. Go back to where we belong.
It's good time.
They're funny.
Yeah. They say funny things.
They
I got it now.
Yeah. So I was trying to stall for you.
Yeah. I appreciate that because it gave me a minute to jog my memory.
All right. Go.
But part of some of the gun pages, and everybody always asks, hey, is it cool to carry? You know, down to the convention center.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because the car show's down there. The boat show's down there. What else is down there?
I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess it's not.
Right. Because it's government-owned is essentially what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Rams were playing there, it was a stadium, right, with a seating capacity over 5,000 people. So that's what you kind of get. But then people in the groups will be like, well, there's no metal detectors. And I'm like, hey, you're right. Like, there are no metal detectors. So you got to kind of play it. And we've actually done some exhibiting down there.
Right.
We were the sponsor of the motorcycle show with 97.1 several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down, we were selling holsters and flashlights and talking to people about classes and shooting bags, etc. But, they said no guns, no ammo, you know. So just kind of keep that in mind. That's a question I see regularly get asked in the groups.
I'm racking my brain to remember if I thought I saw... About the, because you know, there's so many gun issues that the Missouri State Legislature is
taking up.
This
I got a
year.
Few to talk about, yeah.
And one of them, it was the restrictions, in government buildings and things like that. And that was one of them they were supposed to address this year. I feel like they did, and they didn't.
I thought they killed it.
Do anything? Yeah, they just killed the bill.
They only have one that's going to come through that I'm aware of.
So that's not going anywhere. So not changing at
all. What they're trying to do is they're trying to repeal all of the gun-free zone places, all the legal gun-free zones, and there's 17 places. And but they were going to allow, you know, the owner of the private property to still put up the sign and not allow it. But, you know, if you're
private property, you can do whatever you want.
Right, you can do whatever you want. But they were going to pull it out
for
like...
I fully support that.
They're going to pull out, like, you know, the quick list is, you know, government buildings, you know, there's like six of them, bars, restaurants, churches, childcare facilities, schools, universities, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those places could have put the signs up saying, we don't want it, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but they were...
The private ones.
Yeah.
Not the public ones, right.
So it was kind of an interesting deal, and they did kill the bill. They felt it was too controversial. I thought it was great because, you know, where I go to church, they don't want us carrying, and...
Right.
So I normally just leave the gun in the car, wear an empty holster.
Yeah.
For a couple of reasons. If somebody shoots it up, they're going to find a dead dude with an empty holster. And they're going to go, hey, where's this guy's gun at? And they're going to go look in the car and find the gun and be like, oh, man.
Too bad he didn't have it on.
Right, yeah, too bad he didn't have it. You know, that's you know kind of like my final protest,
right?
So to speak.
Sure.
So, that's just, my opinion. And, but it would have been nice to be able to carry, especially down Warsh Ave where the convention center is because there's a lot of crimes. You remember several years ago we had a woman get carjacked and, like, they shot her and pushed her body out in the middle of the street. Mm-hmm. And then I had the baby in the back.
Yeah.
And they dumped the baby back, like, what, 5 or 6 blocks away or something? Mm-hmm. Thank God. It was funny because a couple of my buddies that are cops in St. Louis County for some of the municipality departments and one's a county cop, a few of them were county cops too. But we were all at the cigar bar right there at that corner. It's like Harry's or something. I think is what it is.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Harry's. Yeah.
Right there at that corner. And so the night that I was, coming to the bar, that cigar bar to smoke cigars and hang out with them, a car pulled up at that intersection as I was crossing. I said, hey, come here. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't need anything you have. It was 4 people in a car.
Right.
They're all good, man. No. I don't know you. Yelling at me in an intercession. You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
I went in the.
I'm not going over there.
Yeah. I went in the cigar bar and I told them what happened. They're like, you packing? I'm like, yes. I was like, there's 4 dudes and carrying 1911. I'm going to carry a Glock next time I come down here. A couple spare mags because freaking 28 rounds was not going to take care of that problem.
Right.
So, I was like, that's just wild. And then, the next week, that happened at that intersection.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, are you kidding me?
Could have been you.
Could have been me, Could have been me that week and then that lady the next week. I mean, who knows?
Yep.
I don't even know if they ever solved that. I
don't know either.
Yeah,
kind of curious. You just mentioned the police, and I want to get back to the shop. Maybe we could take this up in a few minutes, but we've not had very much of a city-county merger discussion on this show.
Oh,
but people need to.
Do you want to have it?
We can have it.
Okay,
I would like to. We can. You and I can have it today or anytime.
Yeah.
But I'd also like to get some of those police officers maybe in here.
And chat with them.
Yeah, maybe
absolutely.
Maybe Chief Lowry from Florissant. Who's been on the Weekend Report with me a bunch and. Has some pretty strong thoughts on it.
Do you want line officers or do you want street cops?
Well, because this is either one. Because there's going to be a massive
change.
Yeah, change and a cut of the number of police officers in the area.
Yeah,
under the Better Together plan. Now they say that it won't affect
safety and crime.
Yeah, they say
they're
it won't
out of their minds.
The way we've. Perceive police present, but I don't see how that could possibly happen. So that might be an interesting discussion to have on this show. You and I can have it once, and then we can bring in some police officers to talk about it as well. But finish up about the shop. And one thing touch on is something that I talked a little bit about last week when I was doing the big Southern Armory push when you weren't here. About some of the other things that you guys offer, obviously. Guns, from long guns to handguns, everything, you guys have it all covered. But other stuff that you guys have there, when you are going into these places that don't allow guns and you're going to, follow the rules, there's other ways to defend yourself. And you guys have everybody covered on those fronts as well. Talk about some of that other stuff that you guys offer.
So we do have pepper spray. Pepper spray is a good, good barrier. And the downside to pepper spray is you got to be 15 feet-ish to use it. But not only do we carry pepper spray, we carry the training sprays. So if you've never had the opportunity to pepper spray somebody, which is a lot of fun. I've sprayed a couple people in my day, and it is a very satisfying feeling.
I'd imagine if you're doing it, hopefully you're doing it to a bad guy.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I've never done it to a friend.
It is very. I would imagine it is very satisfying to stop somebody from doing something terrible.
There's this mental break that they go through when you hit them with it, and they're like, "Oh God!" And they start freaking out because they don't know what's going on. They just know that they're on fire, and I say fire, their skin's on fire, their sinuses are on fire, the mouth's on fire, eyes are watering, nose watering, mouth's watering. Hard to breathe, and they just kind of freak out, and it's you know what's going on, so it's pretty funny to watch.
So as an obvious gun guy, would you still say that pepper spray is a very effective way?
It's in every vehicle we own.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go.
You know, and depending on where we go, you know, I carry it, especially into the gun-free zones.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a baby, Piper's, you know, a toddler.
Right.
But we have a diaper bag for her. It's a backpack, and I'll stuff a can of pepper spray in there and go, you know. And I won't carry my pistol. But that pepper spray, huge deterrent, because people don't know what's going on. And it, and if you've ever sprayed somebody, they have no clue. You know, when you know it's going to happen, you're like, oh, this is going to hurt. This is going to suck. You know, but when people are surprised by it, there's that immediate action stopping. So we had a guy with a beer bottle, and he was literally going to bust it. And I just hosed him with it. And he drops the beer bottle at his feet and started freaking out. I was like, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're not going to hit anybody with that.
Yeah, but at least you stopped him from hurting people.
Yeah, right. You know, it was really effective. And then he scampered off, got in a car with his buddies and took off. And I was like, I would not want to be in that car because he's got that pepper spray, you know, radiating off of him. He's still in the cloud.
Yeah.
You know, and then he got in a car.
I've never been on the direct end of it, but I've been in the cloud.
Yeah. Oh, the cloud's painful.
And the cloud sucks. Yeah,
the cloud's painful too.
For sure.
Tasers, stun guns. So tasers shoot the barbs out.
Yeah.
And then stun guns, you got to physically touch somebody. Mm-hmm. The stun guns that we carry also are a flashlight. So we have like a little little itty bitty flashlight with a stun gun attached to it. We have like a big kind of like mag light looking thing with a stun gun attached to it. They're made here locally. All of our pepper spray, tasers, stun gun flashlights, or not tasers, but the stun guns, they're all made by Saber, which is that's like the gold standard for law enforcement. You know, if you talk to a cop, they're more than likely using Saber pepper spray, and it's made right here in Fenton.
Yeah.
So it's a good local product. We love carrying Missouri made stuff. So you can come in and check those products out, you know, all day, every day. We've got them. And if we don't have them, we're happy to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's different kinds of pepper spray, too. You know, there's like the fog, the straight stream, and the gel. And then there's like a foam, too, and different applications for different stuff.
Do you prefer one over the other for just general self-defense?
I'm a cone guy. And I know there's a lot of guys that are like, man, I'm really getting into the gel, or I'm really getting into the foam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine too, because I've got a gel or gels, you know, foam, you know, one as well.
Right.
Use that more for like when I'm working the ambulance because I don't contaminate the back of the ambulance. I just get it on the bad guy because it's like a gel. I think of like a shaving cream.
Right.
You know, it just comes out and it gets on them. And
what's the cone?
The cone, it's like atomizes it and it looks like an ice cream cone when it comes out.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And there's different ways, like,
so
you know,
a wider.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And then what I do is, I did the pepper spray instructor class. And so you go up and down them like you're painting with the cone, and it's like you're painting a wall, and you just go up and down them, up and down them. Eventually it's going to get around the glasses and everything else.
Right.
The straight stream is like a garden hose. You go like kind of left and right, like you're watering the plants. And then the foam and the gel are the same way. You got to aim across the forehead and let it run into their eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting. You know, I'll just hit you with the cone.
Yeah, the cone.
The downside to the cone is you got to be a little closer.
Right.
You know, it's not going to go as far as the straight stream or
but
the
gel. But it's a wider.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to have the precise aim.
Right. You know,
which is hard to do if you're in a situation where somebody's attacking
panicked.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. So I'm a big cone component, and that's the one that's in every vehicle. And, you know, when I had I told about the Costco thing here where they tossed us out.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was parked like right next to us in the freaking parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm not going to shoot this joker. I went and got the pepper spray out of the Jeep and started up.
Mm-hmm.
And he started yelling at me. I was like, dude, come over here. I'm gonna pepper spray you.
Mm-hmm.
This is over. Like, I'm not having this discussion with you. You're going to knock off the aggression.
And it stopped it.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. That's the important thing.
You know?
Yeah.
So, we're getting played off like the Grammys.
That's okay. We've got plenty of show left.
True story.
So. Do your thing.
Oh.
1 mile east.
Yeah. So Southern Armory located 1 mile east of 270 and 44 at 9901 Watson Road and southernarmory.com.
Southernarmory.com.
That's southernarmory.com.
We did that without you last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, well, it was still good.
Nice.
Yeah, Chad
it was
there.
Only two, but
yeah,
yeah,
it was
only two, you know.
But Chad was right there.
It was still two thirds of good.
Yeah, it was good. All right, don't go anywhere. We have some questions that you guys have submitted that we are going to get to, a couple stories, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about city-county merger. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
Oh, dude, it's brutal.
All right, so don't go anywhere. Plenty more Second Amendment Radio to go here on FM News Talk 97.1.
Know who you are.
No?
Nah.
Shaking him off again?
Lincoln Park was nice.
That was good.
Yeah, but... I can't sing this.
Who is this?
This is
who? Who? What? Yeah. It's so loud. Turn it down. Get off my lawn.
Oh,
get
my
off
God.
My
look, man, this has 54 million views on YouTube.
Oh, wow. Yeah, how many does Stevie Miller have? Steve, I'm just curious, you know.
It's probably not 54 million, actually.
I don't know. Let's talk Queen. How about that?
Yeah.
They made a movie about him. I don't know who this dude
you're
is.
You're not feeling it today.
No.
Not feeling Chad's music selection.
Mm-mm.
My music might have to start, woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
might have to start giving him some suggestions. Did you see that movie, The Bohemian Rhapsody?
I did not.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I watched it on the Fire Stick and. It was good. Piper was dancing, and she's got good taste in music. Chad could pick up some things.
I've heard mixed reviews on it.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, that it's a good movie. Almost everybody that I've seen, that I've talked to that has seen it, has said it's a good movie. But people that are, like, Queen
junkies,
fanatics are saying that it's not accurate.
Story
is not accurate.
When you read the book and you see the movie, they leave things out.
Right.
Okay. So you just have to realize there's some artistic interpretation that goes on there.
That they always do with trying to make a movie.
And they have to kind of make it for the masses. And but if you liked Pink Floyd The Wall, if you liked Tenacious D, which they're coming to concert, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go see them. Then you'll like the Bohemian Rhapsody.
Queen music is so great.
Right.
And there's
so
much of it in the movie that you just gotta
love. It's a constant, it's like, you know, the Pink Floyd, watching Pink Floyd, the movie, you know, about them and you know, Tenacious D. So, I mean, I'm really into those kind of movies anyway, because I'll sit there, I'll just turn it on in the background, let it play.
Right.
You know, and just sit there and sing and laugh and have a good time. And, you know, Tenacious D about the push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm watching the movie and maybe drinking some bourbon. And I was like, how many of these push-ups can you do? And like my friends that got it were like, one. You know, and then I had a few of my friends, their wives were like 4 or 5, you know, I'm like, oh man. And then there was like the older crowd, you know, like my mom's friends were like, this is so offensive. And I was like, you just don't get it.
Right.
You know, the music's too loud and I'll get off your lawn. So, it was, you know, it's all in good fun.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, like, yeah, if you like
the music, you're going to like the movie.
Yeah, I think so. My wife liked it. I liked it. And my daughter was dancing on the couch.
There
so,
you go.
I mean, you know, what more do you need than Piper's approval?
Right.
You know, 18 months old, knows good music.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe she should pick it, said Chad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they need to hang out or something.
Wow.
She doesn't do no Baby Shark either. I mean, she's.
Oh, Baby Shark.
Dude.
We don't do Baby Shark. We do Baby T-Rex because my.
Oh, yeah?
James is just dinosaur everything.
Yeah.
Dinosaur,
I think you told me that.
Everything.
Yeah.
Baby T-Rex is exactly the same as Baby Shark. Just but change the word.
The Pipe
shark
and I,
T-Rex.
Man, I mean, we turn on, like, it's funny because we were at Lone Oak Park and she was headbanging.
Yeah.
When we were listening to The Point on a Way Back Weekend.
That's cool.
Literally headbanging.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
You know
and
what? You know what? Though?
I took a video.
I don't want to burst your bubble.
What's up?
But I. My oldest,
who's
15 now, when we used to drive around, we used to play, you know, AC/DC, Pearl Jam. She would know the words.
Yeah.
She would sing along. She would headbang. I remember, Thunderstruck was one of her favorite songs. And when it would when it would kick in, you know, she'd start headbanging and, you know, singing all the words of Thunderstruck. Now she wouldn't listen to that music if I paid her to.
Really?
They turn on you.
This is my not amused face.
They turn on you. You think you got them. You think you think you've taught them about all this great music and they love it and everything, and then their friends are like, I don't know what that is, but this is cool, and they're like, oh, that's what's cool. Okay, then that's what I'm gonna.
Well, yeah, I remember watching Power Rangers when I was in first grade too.
You.
Okay,
they turn on you.
It's okay.
That's why I'm gonna homeschool my kid.
They're turning on you. Actually, it's just in front of you they turn on.
Oh, okay,
right.
They turn on the music at least.
Yeah, I remember listening. I remember listening to the oldies and Casey with my mom and dad.
Yeah,
my dad would listen at 99.1, that classical station.
Right,
back in the day.
Oof,
it was all right. It's funny because now I actually listen to classical music.
Yeah.
You know, I got like the top, 100 classical.
I appreciate classical music.
I do too.
Not something I want to listen to while I'm driving.
I'm more of a talk radio guy.
Yeah.
But I do like the rhythm and the timing of it.
Right.
It's fun to listen to when you're flying.
All right.
Back to guns.
You're listening to Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. That's Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. I'm Tony Colombo. Chad Ellis is the guy picking all the bad music.
I'm glad he agrees.
He's getting torched today.
Yeah.
I want to, before we, so I do want to talk city-county merger with you.
Yeah.
You mentioned that in the last segment. But first I want to get into a question that I told you that I've had submitted a couple times.
Yeah.
We briefly touched on this a couple weeks ago, and then you were out last week. And
we got time today.
Yeah, we have time, so I want to break it down. A lot of people have asked me, and again, keep the questions coming on Twitter, at TonyColombo971, on Facebook, on the Southern Armory Facebook page, or the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page.
Yep.
The Facebook page is, I mean, please follow me on Twitter and feel free to ask questions, but the Facebook pages are great places to ask your questions so we can answer them on the radio, and Aaron answers a lot of them right there on Facebook for you.
Literally, so that's kind of a thing that I do.
Southern Armory and Second Amendment Radio on Facebook, follow both of them, and please submit your questions there and feedback to the show. We love it. But one of the questions I've gotten a lot is, are you allowed to defend yourself with a gun if you've been drinking?
And we touched on this. I remember that.
Yeah.
And we do talk about it in the CCW class. So if you're like, yeah, is that allowed? And if you took a CCW class, you probably need to come back and take ours. And you do the half day. So you get it at half price, so you can't really beat that.
So the two scenarios that I see are, you're at a bar.
Yeah.
You've had a couple of drinks. And you go outside and you realize, and you have some kind of issue in the parking lot, or maybe somebody's trying to break into your car as you're leaving, or trying to start something with you as you're leaving.
Or carjacking you after you've already left the bar.
As you're leaving the bar, but now you know you've had a couple of drinks, whether you're over the legal limit or not, who knows, but you definitely have alcohol in your blood.
Right.
Is using your gun at that point, even if you're using it for a legal reason, going to get you in trouble. And then the other one would be, other scenario I have, at least in my head, is you're at home and you're having a barbecue, or you're having a party and you're drinking or whatever. Maybe you're just having a couple drinks with your spouse one evening and somebody's trying, and then, a little bit later on, somebody's trying to break into your house and you've definitely had a few to drink, but you're at home, so you're not hurting anybody. You're not doing anything illegal, but now, are you allowed to pick up that gun and use it if you've been drinking?
So the short answer is yes.
Okay.
All right. And so just remember, opinions are like, buttholes.
Yes.
Everybody's got one.
Right.
And
they all stink.
Yeah. None of them are good. So with that being said, I had a comment there and then I stopped myself. So my filter kicked in.
That's probably pretty good.
It was good.
Yeah.
So my wife's probably like, oh, God. I'm so happy. She's like, I'm starting to rub off on him,
right.
I'm sure. All right, so, opinions are like buttholes. Everybody's got them, and they're all not really going to be great, and everybody's going to be a little bit different. But when you boil it down, if you're intoxicated and you use a pistol and it's in self-defense, that's allowed. That's basically what it boils down to when it comes to the law, okay? The law does not define what intoxicated is.
Okay.
And the statutes governing the use of deadly force, okay, or the use of force, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody generally says, well, it's 0.08, right? Because that's the DUI, DWI limit.
Yeah.
You could probably make an argument for that. I wasn't intoxicated because I only had one beer, and I knew I needed to be, you know, the designated driver or whatever. Right. I had a beer, you know, one beer 5 hours ago, and, you know, I no longer feel the effects or whatever. But there's still that, you know, maybe a little bit of odor in your mouth, or, right, you know, a little bit of very, very trace amounts in your blood or whatever. So, but there's no, there's nothing legally defined as you're intoxicated with a gun. It's just, you know, I'm going to go with, let's just be the simpleton. And if there's any alcohol in your system, they're going to just say you're intoxicated. Mm-hmm. So then the next side of this is, you know, I always pictured it as like, you know, you've been out drinking at a fundraiser or out at the bars, birthday, you know, bachelor party, whatever. You come home like 3 or 4 in the morning, somebody's breaking in. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. But you've been asleep. Now you're waking up.
Yeah.
So, but all the scenarios we've talked about, you know, they're all what ifs.
And in that, and they're and all in possible. That situation, you're probably a lot more intoxicated than you would be if you were at the bar and you had a couple to drink.
Right. Because you've had time to digest it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you're at, or like you said, you went to a bachelor party or something and you were probably not driving. So you drank more, or took a little bit more. Or if you're at home and you're having a party at your house and you know you're not going anywhere, you know, you're going to have more to drink. So you're going to be over the legal limit. You're going to be a little bit more drunk. But does that mean that you can't shoot somebody that's trying to break in your house later on that night?
So the answer is you're still entitled to defend yourself even though you're intoxicated. Short deal. And remember, too, intoxicated is, you know, alcohol or drugs.
Yeah.
Right? So if you've been taking, you know, pain medicine because you just got a bunch of, you know, teeth jerked out of your head.
Right.
And you're kind of fuzzy, you know, if you've ever had that done, you know, and you're pretty much comatose. I broke some ribs and, you know, was taking painkillers. I pulled my sternum out of my clavicle out of my sternum, and that was a tremendous amount of pain. And, you know, so I totally get the drugged part too, you know, because you need to be because of the pain. And then I get the alcohol part too. But the long story short is, if you're intoxicated and somebody's breaking in or threatening you, it does not negate your right to self-defense. Now, with that being said, that does not mean that the prosecutor, and we know that the prosecutor in St. Louis County and St. Louis City are, how do I say this politically correct? Tony, can you help me?
Yeah. Like, they're not as
understanding
law enforcement driven as prosecutors in the past have been.
Right. I mean, I guess that's one way to put it. I just think that they would make an example of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That my opinion. You know, I don't think McCullough.
If you have a prosecutor that's maybe anti-gun already.
Right. And I think they are. I think they're very, I mean, I know they're Democrat, and I think they're very anti-gun, anti-self-defense. You know, let's prosecute these people even though it isn't great. You know, Bell is going to, he wants to reopen the Michael Brown thing. You know, you have the prosecutor, what's her name? I totally just went blank for city.
Kimberly Gardner.
Gardner.
Yeah.
And she has decided.
Bell and Michael Brown is reportedly.
Yeah.
You can't say that
yeah,
he
it's
is
not, but it's,
sure.
It's out there.
There's rumors. Yes. That's
and then you have the city one, you know, going after the cops. Mm-hmm. And I think, weren't they at a bar and it was like a self-defense type of thing and they shot somebody? The most recent one, or
well, the one with Kimberly Gardner and the cops is that she just there are certain police officers that she just simply won't.
Right, yeah, but she just did she one like here in the last couple weeks,
right?
And I think it was like cops.
So
anyway,
your point is
that the prosecutor might try to turn us around on you, even though you're.
You better know. You better make sure that you are using it.
Yeah,
you're even if you know if you've been drinking, you still can think.
Right.
And you need to make sure, especially if you've been drinking and you decide
you need to really make sure
your gun, you need to make sure that you are doing it for the right reason. You better make sure that really is somebody trying to get in your house or your car or whatever.
And it needs to be interpreted correctly
because you're going to be scrutinized much harder.
Oh, hard. Yeah. Because then the argument's going to be, well, you were altered. So how do you really know this is what was going on?
Right.
How do you know that they just weren't coming up to your car? Right, tapping on the window because their cell phone was dead and they need to make a phone call. And you just shot them. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they can really...
How angry does a person like you get when you see a story about like a guy who was breaking into somebody's house, you know, broke the window to get in and cut themselves while they were trying to get in and then they sue
the
homeowner and win?
Yeah. And it's I wouldn't say the word angry. Because, you know, but I think it's an injustice.
It's a total injustice.
I think it's an injustice. And there's You know, that's my BA, my bachelor, my undergrad is in legal studies and writing research. And there, it's out there. I mean, that stuff legitimately happens. And that's minor. You know, I remember reading a book about miscarriages of justice, and that might have even been the book's name. I still got it at the house. And it's about a guy like gets accused of murdering his wife, and
right.
You know, and it's like, you know, and he didn't do it. It's this horrible, horrible thing. So, there, it's out there.
Yeah.
And, so if you're going to carry, a gun and be intoxicated, I wouldn't recommend you do it.
Right.
However, if you're out at a bar and drinking and you're in your car driving home, someone tries to carjack you, I'd make sure you know
for that sure
they're doing it.
That you're in the right.
The
you're...
one thing I tell people is to make sure that barrier's gone, that window's been, you know,
yeah.
You know, door's open. It's been nice.
There you go.
the window's been broken. If you're at your house, your door's been kicked in. You know, that barrier that's separating you two is gone.
Yeah.
That really needs to be there in place.
Yeah.
Don't shoot them through the door.
And
don't
if you're at home,
the glass.
You better make sure that somebody is truly trying to break in
right.
before
and
you.
And then the other advice I give is.
I mean, you should do that anyway.
Right.
Well, but just know if you've been drinking, you're going to be scrutinized
yeah.
10
and,
times
and
harder.
Identify your targets. Make sure you legitimately know it isn't your kids, your neighbor, fire department, police
sure.
department, EMS, etc.
All right, we need to take another break. There's still more Second Amendment Radio coming your way, though. There's some stories. There's some more questions. There's city-county merger. We'll get to as much of it as we can in the next segment, so don't go anywhere. It's FM News Talk 97.1. Chad hits a home run on the last segment.
He does.
He got one. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo, Chad Ellis, our producer, and the owner of Southern Armory, my partner Aaron Tarlow, here for you as we are every Saturday at 3 o'clock on FM News Talk 97.1. I want to remind folks that you can download the podcast of this show absolutely free. And I know a lot of you have been doing that, and we really appreciate it. Keep it up and tell folks if they missed the show or they want to hear something again, like just got great information from Aaron about a situation if you are going to defend yourself with a gun, but you've been drinking,
right.
You know, what you need to account for, and you know, is that legal or not? If you want to hear that again, or like I said, or you miss any of the shows, download the podcast. There's two ways to do it. You can go to our website, 971talk.com, click on podcasts. You'll see all the shows here on the radio station, including Second Amendment Radio. And you can listen to or download the podcast for free right there on the website. That's one way. The second way is the even better way, in my opinion. Download the radio.com app on your phone. It's free. Then you can favorite the radio station, and that's it. You have access to everything. You can live stream the station from anywhere at any time, and you can also, with a click of a button right there on the app, same thing, just click on the shows. You'll see all the shows here on the station, and you can go into that show's podcasts, and you can go back, and you can listen to any show that we've done, any of the shows here, but of course, Second Amendment Radio, any of the shows that we've done, and it's all free. So it's so easy, and it's so cool. And I know a lot of you are doing that, but if you're not doing it, you should check it out, because it's a great way to listen to the show if you're not able to join us at 3 o'clock on Saturdays. So one more segment to go in this week's show. A couple things I wanted to get to, but let's start with city-county merger. It's something that we've talked a lot about on this radio station.
Oh, yeah.
I've talked about it on Annie's show, on the Dave Glover show, on the Weekend Report, but I've never gotten your thoughts on it. Your shop, Southern Armory, is in St. Louis County.
We are. We're in Crestwood.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, so, this is going to affect... Do you live in the county as well?
I live, yeah. I live in Oakville.
Yeah. So...
Which is, you know, unincorporated.
So it's going to affect you... So,
absolutely.
It's going to affect you both at your home and your business.
Yep.
It affects me and my home as well. What are your personal thoughts on city county merger?
I'm completely against it.
Yeah,
and I got a few reasons. I don't want to. So the reason they're doing this, and so I kind of mentioned
in your opinion.
Yeah, no. No, I'm gonna go with pretty much fact.
All right.
So they're doing this because they're like, it's gonna make us, you know, it's gonna make the community safer. It's gonna do. you know, XYZ. And what they're doing is they're just padding numbers. Mm-hmm. The crime is still going to be there. So Philadelphia had a new police chief come in, and I know you're like, Philadelphia. Like, so I lived a few years in Philadelphia, and when I was there, a new police chief came in, and he realized that a bunch of crimes had been misreported, and sometimes they didn't even take police reports. Kind of sounds like St. Louis, right? Mm-hmm. So Philadelphia didn't really have an uptick in crime. However, when they started reporting it in more of the fashion it should have been reported in, the crime statistics were going to go up drastically. Okay. So we had the same problems in St. Louis, right? And now, you know, there's no more crime here that's happening. Can you agree with that? Like, the crimes that were happening have always been happening. Mm-hmm. It's just the cops were not all of them, but, you know, some of them were just not taking the report or really downplaying, oh, we're not really going to be able to do anything. You know, it's a busted window. It's a couple $100. It's not worth my time, right? Mm-hmm. And that's fine, but that's misreporting. You know, it's skewing the data.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to incorporate the county into the city, and now we're going to have a much larger area with a much larger population, and then St. Louis is going to appear to be safer. We're skewing the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And then what happens is well, just by merging them, miraculously now we're safer.
Yeah,
well,
the crime that exists in the space, in the places that it exists,
is still going to exist.
It's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's not going to go away. It's not going to change. People are not going to magically wake up one day and go, well, we're part of the county now, so we need to,
right,
you know, not commit these criminal acts because that's just not appropriate.
Right.
You know, they're still going to do it. The crime is still going to be there. The drugs, the burglaries, the homicides, all this stuff is still going to be there. It's just going to be skewed over a larger area with a lot more people.
Right.
So that is the first thing that, first of all, I do not agree with. Okay. And, you know, I'm all about carrying a firearm, protecting yourself. And so, you know, I really look at these crime statistics and look and see, well, you know, hey, maybe we shouldn't go to this neighborhood. So I don't want people to get into like a false sense of security or be lulled into that. I think that's the right word.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, you know, they're just lying. They're just making up numbers. Riverfront Times had a piece about that. Like, do they think in liberal? I think Riverfront Times is pretty
liberal.
Yeah, liberal newspaper.
There's plenty of liberals that are against this.
Oh, absolutely. And even their headline was, do they think we're stupid?
Right.
You know, and I'm like, what? Is that Riverfront Times? You know, because when I think of a Democrat or a liberal or a progressive, I immediately start holding on to my pocketbook, mm-hmm. my wallet. You know, I'm just like, oh man, we got to hold on, because that's what I think. I think it's a money grab. Yeah. So I think really what it boils down to is it's a money grab. They're trying to get money out of the county, out of the areas like, you know, Baldwin, Valley Park, Chesterfield, you know, Oakville, Melville, Crestwood, Lindbergh, and I can just kind of continue all the way around and up, and you know, Clayton, U-City, you know, places that, you know, they have these smaller government entities that are really meeting the needs of the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to a bigger government system, people are going to get lost. The people that live out in, like, Oakville, I mean, it, you know, if I got to come all the way downtown to get stuff done, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Okay? I mean, it's bad enough I got to go to Clayton now because we're unincorporated. We're not a town or a city.
Right.
And there's been a push where I live, and there's been petitions circulated to incorporate Oakville into its own, you know, own town.
Yeah, its own
you
city. Know, its own city. Municipality.
And so, you know, we would still have Melville Fire Protection District. We'd still have St. Louis County Police. But I could go down to our city hall and file for a permit to build something versus having to go to Clayton.
Yeah.
So,
like that, I can.
Right.
In Florissant.
Yeah, in Florissant, you do the same thing. Now, you look at the people out in Eureka, now they got to drive all the way to downtown. Right. It's insane.
My biggest issues with it is, like, for me in Florissant, I vote for my mayor.
Right.
And, you know, and that's the mayor that I want to represent me. I don't want Lyda Crewson.
Oh, absolutely not.
I don't want her to be my mayor. And I like my Florissant
mayor.
Police Department.
Yeah.
I don't want the St. Louis Metro Police Department.
Right.
I want the police department that I know and that I'm familiar with and that I know knows the area.
Right.
But we have got to leave it there because
okay.
we are out of time.
And,
but we'll pick it up and we'll
pick into the cop thing. I think St. Louis County Police, they do a really great job.
Yeah.
And
right.
I don't have, and I know city cops and they're like, yeah, there's problems.
And that's your police. Yeah. I don't want it all. I want the police that are in the areas that they are in now to stay there and, you know, be in the communities that they
I don't want the metro. I don't want the metro police.
Yeah.
I like county.
We got to wrap it up, but
I got more.
Yeah, we got plenty more, so don't miss it. We will be back with you next Saturday at 3 o'clock for our producer, Chad Ellis, my partner, Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. I'm Tony Colombo. Thanks for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio here on FM News Talk 97.1. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.